This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Some of the other ones that I've done, Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars, and Deals on Wheels. But this is the one I own, so this is the one that's closest to my heart. I do miss my time at Motor Trend. I was there for 10 years, and coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have one of the guys from Motor Trend. He wasn't there when I was, but he's now the executive editor. He'll be joining us here on the broadcast in this hour of the program. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, will be joining us momentarily, but we're wrapping up with a guest we had in the previous hour of the broadcast. The gentleman's name is Jeff Swan. He's founder and president of PSS in Clinton, Massachusetts. That's 7 miles northeast of Worcester. It's a software solutions company, and they came up with a really cool technology called the Night Owl System. And Jeff, whenever you do national radio, you have hard breaks, so that's what we're up against here. Everything has to be down to the millisecond, so I want to make sure that you reiterate for all of our listeners, because I've already gotten, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I've gotten 23 emails since you've been on the radio here with questions about the Night Owl system. So once again, why don't you reiterate all the different ways, the best way, telephone-wise, website-wise, social media-wise, to find out more about the Night Owl system.
Well, Night Owl is available. You can join our ongoing dialogue on Facebook at Night Owl Auto. If you type in Night Owl space Auto into your Facebook search, it will come up. You can always reach out to us by phone. Our number is 978-425-3003, and the sales number is 2. So you dial a number, 978-425-3003. Press 2, and that will direct you into sales. You can reach out to us by email, by sales at nightowlautoshop.com. That's sales at nightowlautoshop.com. And the portal itself is Sell My Vehicle with Night Owl, in which case the information is on the site. Anybody who needs any of those methodologies will get you in touch with people who are happy to help you. And we'd be happy to reach back out to anyone who's interested in Night Owl. We are excited about where we are. We're excited about where we're growing. So, again, phone, 978-425-3003, press 2, sales at nightowlautoshop.com, or the portal itself, which is Sell My Vehicle with Night Owl.
Very good. And Jeff, I guarantee you, you know, we'll make a date for you to get back here, and we'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to familiarize myself a little bit more with the Night Owl product, but I wish you the best of success with this. And from one car guy to another, and one, are you originally from Massachusetts?
No, I'm not. I've been here 20 years, but I'm originally from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia. That's a great city as well. You can't go wrong there. I have a cousin living in Philadelphia, and it's a beautiful place. So we'll get in touch with Tom or one way or the other, and we'll get you back here on air and continue to spread the word with you about Night Owl. I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great evening.
All right. Thank you. We've got lots straight ahead, but I'm still getting emails here, and I can't believe some of these emails. First vehicle with seatbelts. We've already eliminated a number. Here's a number of other ones to throw off the list. Dodge, Plymouth, no. Peugeot, no. Mazda, no. All right, we got to give more of a hint. We got to narrow it down for you guys. Whoever gets the answer right is going to get a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right, Warren Tracy's Busted Knuckle Garage. Could be worth a lot of money. I don't know. It's all up to him. Whatever he wants to send out, whatever kind of mood you catch him in, he may send you something super cool. So we'll narrow it down. This occurred in the late 1950s, early 1960s. And it was not an American manufacturer. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. That should be working. Bob at BobLongRadio.com as a backup. Now we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our regular contributors. If you log on to AutoWorldRadio.com, you can read this gentleman's bio under our contributor page. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's always a pleasure to have Tom Appel with us here on air live. Hey there, Tom. How you doing? Okay, no problem. We'll get we'll get Tom. Patrick just whispered in my ear. You guys can't hear that going over the ear, but Patrick has the capability of talking to me in my ear. It's remarkable, the technology. Being a radio guy, I started in radio, as a teenager, a very young teenager. And, you know, what I'm doing now would have been unheard of back then. It would have been unheard of, you know, even in the 1980s, it would have been unheard of. The fact that I could be sitting in a very humble home studio and connected to a master control studio in another state, and that master control studio would send the audio signal up to a satellite called XDS, and that satellite would then beam that signal down to radio stations all across North America. And it's all happening in milliseconds. So every word I speak is traveling hundreds of thousands of miles an hour. Lots of cool stuff, to say the least, on the radio side of the fence. And also, you know, being in this business all my life, I want to say to all of you folks out there who love radio and enjoy radio, over-the-air terrestrial radio, you know, we have many other types of radio these days. We have satellite radio. We also have internet radio. But, you know, the local stations are always going to be around. They have to be around. And you guys out there need to support those local radio stations. How do you support them? Well, you listen to their station and the advertisers that advertise on that particular station. Those are some of the companies you should be doing business with. The same thing here on the network side. If you hear a company advertise here on the program, and supposing you've got a health problem and want a different solution to perhaps a not-so-great diagnosis, there's all kinds of health products and many other products advertised here on GCNlive.com. I would encourage you to support the network as well. It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder for yours.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the face? That story is true. I'm here
Bell
to say.
Publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive was scheduled to join us in this hour of the broadcast, but Tom may have gotten derailed in the great windy city of Chicago. We called his home and his wife said he wasn't around. We've tried his cell phone. So So maybe he's doing something and he has forgotten about our interview. But that's okay. Means I get more time to tell you about some of the automotive news. And I also get a chance to talk to listeners across North America, whether you're listening in Maine, whether you're listening in Florida, whether you're listening in California, whether you're listening in Washington State, Alaska, Hawaii, in Canada, or around the world via GCNlive.com. We welcome you with open arms. The trivia question is about seatbelts. Who was the first car maker to equip vehicles with seatbelts before the government mandated it? So who was the first one? Let's go to David, who joins us in my home state of Massachusetts. David, thank you very much for calling into the program. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Whereabouts in Massachusetts are you calling from?
Methuen.
Methuen, excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I have some friends that live in that neck of the woods there, Jeff and Karen Grant, and it's a really nice area. Are you listening on GCN Live, or are you listening on a radio station?
I'm listening on WCCM.
Hallelujah. Fantastic. I am so happy to be on WCCM. Years ago, that station, along with its FM counterpart, WCGY, were owned by legendary sportscaster Kurt Gowdy. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't know I was on WCCM. That's fantastic. Thank you for letting me know that. Well, let's see if we can get the answer to the trivia question, and it is about seatbelts. Who was the first car maker to equip their vehicles with seatbelts before any government rules came into play?
I thought it was Mercedes-Benz.
You know, that is a very, very, very good answer, because Mercedes has so many firsts, so many. But unfortunately, David, that isn't one of them. What is your what's your favorite new car? If you won the Massachusetts State Lottery or Powerball and you felt like buying yourself a brand new vehicle and a classic vehicle, what would you buy on the new side? What would you buy on the classic side?
I would get a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van with all the seats. Mm-hmm. And classic, I'd probably get a Chrysler Town and Country sedan.
Very good.
With the 40s, yeah.
With wood, the wood treatment and everything?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're a man with great taste, and you're very, very, you're thinking very much along the lines of a smart car guy, because Mercedes does have so many patents and so many firsts, but not on the seatbelt side of things. Keep listening every week on WCCM in Lawrence, Massachusetts. I believe it's, is it 800 on the dial?
Now it's 1110 now. They changed it.
Oh, they changed it. Okay, 1110 on the dial. Excellent. Well, I miss Massachusetts. I'm presently living in Florida, but I lived 99% of my life in Massachusetts, and I'll be back soon. So don't make it too cold, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep listening every week. Thank you. And now our man who's, as the folks in Canada would say, who's out in a boot, perhaps, or maybe he's back home. He's one of our regular contributors. Go to the contributor page at ottawaradio.com, and you will find this gentleman's picture. Who is this gentleman? Who is the masked man? The masked man is the one and only Mr. Tom Fell, publisher of Consumer Guy. Tom, how you doing?
Very good, and I owe you and your listeners an apology. I'm just bad at time zones.
No problem whatsoever. And believe me, with my recent health stuff, there have been a number of times that you've been inconvenienced, so no problem whatsoever. Can't wait to talk about some of the vehicles that you've been driving lately, and I'll first tell you what I've had in the last several weeks. A few times a year, I get two vehicles in a single week down here in the great state of Florida, Prestige. Angelo and Marcelo Sorrento do a wonderful job giving me a vehicle every week, but another company called Drive Shop, which used to be called SDI, a couple of times a year they represent a number of brands. They just picked up Toyota and Lexus, and so I've been blessed to have a couple of new vehicles each and every week. So just winding back what I've got now, I've got a Volkswagen Passat, and I've got a Honda Accord. The week before, I had a Ford Explorer and a Acura TLX, and the week before that, I had, oh boy, did I have a good one. I had a Mercedes-Benz C-Class, but not just your regular C-Class. This was a C63 AMG, and what a beautiful-looking vehicle that is. So we'll see what happens tomorrow with Prestige, but I'll be driving the Honda Accord during the day tomorrow. But you guys, in the course of a year, how many vehicles go through the hands of the editors at Consumer Guide Automotive?
I get asked that question a lot, and we do a lot of internal audits on that too. And I think last year about 110 vehicles went through Consumer Guide Automotive.
Wow, that is definitely a large number. Let's talk a little bit about some of the vehicles that you've been driving. And since I brought up Mercedes-Benz, I noticed you guys had the opportunity to get behind a 2017. This is the GLS 450, and Mercedes continues to impress me with their styling. There was a time when Mercedes really wasn't known for styling, so to speak. I mean, they were very traditional, let's put it that way. And in more recent times, you know, kind of started with the CLS, the four-door coupe-like sedan. And certainly when you look at some of their modern supercars, the former SLS McLaren, and in more recent times, the AMG variant, the various variants of the AMG supercar, they're definitely are turning out some very good looking vehicles. This is a premium SUV. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to have you tell all our listeners all around North America about this vehicle with a base price of $68,700. You're going to find out the Consumer Guide report card, and it's got a bunch of good marks and medium marks and so-so marks. So on the other side, more with Tom Appel. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. I remind you, got the trivia question out there. We had a couple of people on hold who got tired. Dial back, 855-660-4261. We'll put you at the head of the class. We know who you are. You were on hold and you dropped off. Who made the first vehicles equipped with seatbelts before government regulations came into play? Talking, you know, the era of the late 50s, early 1960s, and a non-domestic vehicle. Tom Appel is with us, Consumer Guide Automotive, consumerguide.com, and we're talking about a Mercedes that Tom and his team had an opportunity to take for a ride, 319 miles to be exact. How'd you like this GLS 450 4MATIC, Tom?
I liked it a lot. The GLS is an interesting car. We've known it as the GL since its inception, and it's been changed to the GLS for 2017 in keeping with Mercedes' new nomenclature system. But it's a large crossover, but it's not very large. It's comfortably smaller than something like a Yukon or a short wheelbase Escalade. In all respects, it's very much a Mercedes-Benz. The interior is gorgeous. The fit and finish are top-notch, and the drivetrain very polished. We drove the GLS 450, which is the entry-level base vehicle. The 450 used to be powered by a low-output 4.7-liter turbo. For 17, they're using a 3-liter twin turbo, chasing fuel economy. That's 369 horsepower, and it mates to Mercedes' new 9-speed automatic, which in our keeping worked pretty darn well. It slicks off really nice shifts. It feels good. Not a lot of hunting. It feels like the old 7-speed. I think most people won't notice a difference.
That sounds cool. Looking at the CG report card, room and comfort, you gave it a B, power and performance B, fit and finish A, fuel economy C-minus and value B, and for big guys an A and tall guys an A. So overall, some very good marks there, just not that great in the fuel economy department. This is a very heavy vehicle.
Yeah, it's a big vehicle, and I think that 3-liter twin turbo does a lot of work around town. Whenever you have a vehicle with a small turbocharged engine, you're going to see some ding on mileage if you do a lot of stop-and-go driving, because the turbos are always in play.
You know, that's a really good point. A lot of people don't realize that. I think of that when I'm driving a lot of these small displacement engines that have become so popular these days, like the Passat I have right now, 1.8-liter turbo. Yeah, it's definitely going to be pulling a lot of the time, even though that's a relatively small car. Here's a relatively large car. I have not had an opportunity to drive the latest generation of the Hyundai Genesis, and you guys had an opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2016 Genesis 3.8 liter with all-wheel drive. Certainly, it's a striking-looking vehicle, and many people think it looks a lot more expensive than it truly is, not to say that it's a very inexpensive car, but nevertheless, that impressive front grille makes it look like you're driving something upscale.
Yeah, and the Hyundai Genesis is sort of wrapping things up now. As most people probably know, the Hyundai Genesis will become the Genesis G80 for 2017 when Hyundai officially launches its new Genesis luxury brand. So the vehicle that used to be on the Hyundai banner now moves over in the showroom a little bit to a more luxurious orientation, at least from the sales channel point of view. But the car is basically the same, and it's a very refined car, and it's a good value for the money. Feels mostly like a big luxury car. Genesis and Hyundai in general sort of struggled in ride and handling when compared to very expensive vehicles. And you get a little bit of that here, but for the money, it's hard to beat this car, especially given that its footprint is very similar to that of something like a 7 Series or an S-Class.
Yeah, and again, the styling is extremely well done, and no cost. 18-inch alloy wheels look really nice. Great integration of the exhaust, the kind of stuff that they do today, Tom, that never would have passed through committees. It's just remarkable, all the cool things that we're seeing for 2016, 2017, and here's an example right here, the Hyundai Genesis. Also, as long as we're talking a little bit about the Genesis brand, so this is going to be a whole kind of standalone brand, not unlike Toyota did with Lexus, Nissan did with Infiniti, Honda did with Acura, but unlike, I believe, I may be wrong, unlike those brands, they had to have separate dealerships. Correct me if I'm wrong, is the Genesis brand going to be housed within the Hyundai showroom, or will it have to be a standalone dealership?
It will be in select Hyundai dealerships, but it will be combined in the same locations. So initially, Genesis dealers, and I don't know what percentage of Hyundai dealers are Genesis dealers now, they didn't have to commit as much as they would if they had developed standalone facilities. They still needed signage and parts and dedicated salespeople and dedicated service people, but the commitment's slightly lower. But it's Hyundai's plan and Hyundai's hope that the shoppers will be more willing to spend luxury car money at a store that has a dedicated area and dedicated personnel for the luxury experience.
Interesting story in the news this week. That the fact that the Cadillac announced a big dealer initiative wanting all dealers to really upgrade their showrooms, and they were looking to eliminate about 400 Cadillac dealers, low-volume dealers, and it's going to be interesting to see the reaction from the dealer body. A little bit surprising, but Cadillac, again, you know, has its sights set on BMW and Mercedes. They want to be a little bit more elite. But that's a lot of dealers that are potentially going to go out of business.
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot of small Cadillac dealers that are dualed with other dealers or have very small stores and don't do a lot of volume. And those are the ones that Cadillac wants to eliminate. And if you've been following the story for the last 2 years or so, Cadillac was at first talking about turning these into what they call virtual stores, where they wouldn't have inventory. They would just have digital kiosks where people could come and order their vehicle. Well, people can do that from home, so that probably wasn't very compelling for the dealerships. So they've been leading towards this for some time. This is the first time they talked about offering money to the dealers to just get out of the business. But, yeah, these are small stores that do a very small percentage of the of Cadillac sales volume.
Let's move on to another vehicle that you guys had the opportunity to check out. Rick Cotta, who's your man on the road, went out and took a first spin in a new Volkswagen, and it's going to surprise a lot of people. It's a 2017 Volkswagen Golf All-Track, and, you know, station wagons aren't usually at the top of the shopping list when it comes to Americans, unlike folks in Europe, but this is interesting, and you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, personally, I like wagons, and I think this is something Volkswagen should have done long ago.
Yeah, I like wagons too, and there is a niche of consumers that like them. There's people buying the Subaru XV Crosstrek, and there are people buying the Outback. So it seems as if you somehow sort of pepper the vehicle with enough off-road looking trim bits, you can sell a wagon. And that's exactly what Volkswagen has done here. It's taken the Golf Sport Wagon, given it a 1-inch lift, given it bigger wheels and tires, some nice fender flares and a roof rack, and lo and behold, Volkswagen has sort of created something that looks a little bit like an Outback. And it's probably going to do really well for them. And it's worth noting that Volkswagen has always done well with wagons, even when the rest of the market didn't. The old Jetta Sport Wagon was actually very popular.
When we come back on the other side, more with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. And again, we're looking to solve that riddle. Phones are ringing now, 855-660-4261. The first auto manufacturer to equip their vehicles with seatbelts before it was a mandatory law. 855-660-4261. A free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage to the lucky caller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here. We're live all across North America and having all kinds of fun. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And for you guys that are playing trivia along with us, we're looking for the manufacturer of the vehicle that first equipped its vehicles with seatbelts. It was not a domestic car maker, and there have been a lot of guesses, but so far no one's got it right. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Before we go any further, Tom, tell folks a little bit about your blog. It's really cool, and folks should check it out.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, the blog's been around for almost 4 years now, and we try to have some fun with the news and with our car reviews. Consumer Guide's been around since 67, but we never had an outlet for personal opinion, for having fun, for old car stuff. So we're doing that all now. If you like classic ads, if you like some interpretation of what's been going on in the news, if you just want to know what's going on with Hyundai and Genesis, we have all that at the cgdailydrive.com blog.
Excellent. And again, all kinds of stuff. You've not only got the latest test drives, but you've also, you know, every week you tend to look back in automotive history, sometimes advertising. Sometimes you do some really funny stories that I get a really, real big kick out of. And I know our listeners will get a really big kick out of it, too, because nobody else does that. Everybody else is really serious. But you guys have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, we find it a little difficult to just chase the news and be out there at the cutting edge of the news like everybody else. So we get to the news. We want to have some fun with it, too.
Absolutely. Let's continue to tell folks a little bit more about this little wagon from Volkswagen. And it definitely looks like something that folks should take a look at. And it has some interesting architecture. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the basis of this vehicle.
Yeah, if you like the Volkswagen Golf Sport Wagon, this is that vehicle. It has been lifted an inch, and the great addition to this car is all-wheel drive. Before this, the only all-wheel drive car you could get in the U.S. was the Golf R from Volkswagen, although there was the Tiguan and the Touareg as well. The additional good news for Volkswagen lovers is that the base wagon, the base Golf Sport Wagon, will now be available with all-wheel drive as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good news across the board. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Let's talk about some other vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of. I only had an S7 from Audi once, and boy, did I get lucky. I had an RS7, so talk about a limited production vehicle, and it was painted in kind of that matte paint treatment, gray color. But I'd have to say, you know, if I won the lottery and needed a family car, of course I got to buy a family car in addition to the other cars that I'm going to buy, and I'll buy a car for you, Tom, as well. This would definitely be on my shopping list, the S7 or the RS7. It's just a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, it is frankly gorgeous. It's hard to maintain any sort of journalistic neutrality when discussing how good the Audi A7 and S7 look. They're among my favorite new cars. And the S7 is an especially fun version of the A7. Instead of the standard 3-liter supercharged engine, you get a much enhanced version of that very same engine. It's the 4-liter twin turbo V8 that is actually borrowed from Volkswagen's Bentley group. And in this case, it's good for 450 horsepower, which can move this vehicle with great authority. In addition to that, you get a beefed up suspension, a little bit of fender treatment. Our car was wearing a really fantastic non-metallic paint color that works so well with this architecture. It just looks great.
It certainly does, and it's a hatchback, which I like, you know, but Audi, like many manufacturers, likes to downplay that and call it a four-door coupe, but it is a gorgeous vehicle. Love the big wheels, 21-inch black optic alloy wheels, fantastic job. And in the same story, you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the Jaguar XFR Sport. Now, I was in the XE. I have yet to be in the second generation of the XF. I've seen them in traffic, though, and I think it's artistically and stylistically done extraordinarily well. What's it like to drive the new XF, and in particular, the R Sport?
Yeah, Jaguar might have a small problem with the new XF in that externally it doesn't look a lot different, but it is in fact a pretty big leapfrog over the old vehicle. It rides and handles especially well. A single problem I have with the XF, and this is typical of German vehicles, especially BMWs, very small door openings. So big guys are going to have a problem with this vehicle. Anyone else is probably going to really like it. Beautiful interior, very much like other Jaguars, with the wood that runs along the forward part of the dash inside. It gives you kind of a sense of being in a yacht. The 3-liter supercharged engine does a great job of moving this vehicle around with authority. It's right there in the middle of that class. It works very well. Anyone looking at a 5 Series or an E-Class should probably look at this. It's a little bit sportier, even in base trim, than the other vehicles. I wish it looked a little different. I wish people knew that this was a new vehicle.
Yeah, that's very, very true, and it definitely looks a lot like the smaller brother, the XE. There's a lot of family resemblance in the vehicles, but definitely I can't wait to get behind the wheel of the second generation XF. Speaking of can't wait to get behind the wheel of, this vehicle certainly has received a whole lot of attention. It's the flagship Cadillac. It's the CT6, and recently you guys had the opportunity to take out the CT6 luxury variant. Now, this CT6 comes in a wide variety of guises and a wide variety of prices as well, but they're really going after the big guns. They're going after the BMW 7 Series, the XJ from Jaguar, the LS from Lexus, and the Mercedes-Benz S-Class. And the one thing that surprises me about the CT6 is the standard 4-cylinder turbo.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because it is playing against those vehicles. They want you to compare it to those vehicles you just mentioned, these high-end, full-size European and Japanese luxury vehicles, and yet it's offered with a 2-liter turbo. Now, that said, that gives them an interesting low price point, and you can get one in the mid-$60,000 range, nicely equipped, as ours was. And in fact, the 2-liter turbo works very well. It's very smooth. It's lag-free. And it's a tremendous amount, not a tremendous amount, but a decent amount of torque for launch. It works well. It's refined. It's not sporty. And there's not enough power there for this to feel like a sporty performance vehicle. But there's plenty of power. And I think if you're just looking for a large luxury ride, this might work for you. A lot of people, though, are going to opt for the 3.6-liter direct injection V6. Also available, I think, coming online now, haven't driven it yet, is a twin-turbo 3-liter V6 that'll be the flagship engine in this vehicle for a while.
It's not the best looking vehicle, in all honesty. From certain angles, it's got some good things going on, but it's such a competitive marketplace. There are those within this luxury sector that want something conservative. They don't want a look at me kind of car. But I honestly think that Cadillac could have done a little bit better in the styling department.
Yeah, it is strangely anonymous. And that's interesting because it seems to hew pretty closely to what Cadillac calls its art and science design philosophy, which is the creased edges and the sharp points. And you can see the family resemblance, but somehow it manages to not look as good as Cadillacs before it have. I'm not entirely sure what that is. I don't know if it's time for them to shake up the design thing and maybe get away from this art and science thing. But on a larger car, it doesn't seem to play quite as well.
Yeah, it just doesn't. You're absolutely right. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We got to make sure and see if there's anybody joining us. I got to get back on my connection to the studio here to see if we've got any callers on the trivia question, which is about the first manufacturer to have standard seatbelts. That is the question. We got an auto show upcoming this week for journalists, latter part of the week, the Paris Auto Show. I've never been there, Tom. Have you ever been to the Paris Show?
I have not been to the Paris Show. I've got some friends that are heading there, and I guess there's some news, so we'll have to watch the wires.
We definitely will. Well, thank you, my friend. As usual, you are a scholar and a gentleman. Everybody visit consumerguide.com. Thank you, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.